And let's go next to the Middle East, where the government of Lebanon estimates that more than 1,100 people were killed in the fighting between Hezbollah and Israel. Most of the dead and wounded were civilians, and this morning we will meet two of the survivors. NPR's Ivan Watson reports on the aftermath of war.
At roughly 8 a.m. on August 7th, Israeli warplanes bombed a house in the small coastal town of Gazeera, instantly pancaking the three-story building. The attack prompted a frantic rescue operation when emergency workers heard the screams of a woman trapped under the rubble. It was an 18-year-old girl named Sahar Zabad. It took more than 9 hours to dig Sahar out. Moments later, rescue workers emerged with the corpse of another woman. She was the mother of Sahar's 28-year-old cousin, Yasser Shiar. Unharmed by the airstrike, the young man sobbed at the sight of his dead mother. Weeks later, the two cousins, Yasser and Sahar, met with a journalist in a hospital room where Sahar was recovering from her injuries.
My name is Sahar Zabad. I'm 18 years old. I'm not married.
The girl's legs were horribly swollen and she couldn't walk. On the day of the bombing, Sahar says the family was gathered in the living room of the ground floor apartment. The explosion sent the walls tumbling down, burying the 18-year-old up to her chin under three floors of collapsed concrete and steel.
I can't move. Only my nose and mouth, there is a hole, small hole. And I make that and shouted.
Do you remember what you were saying?
I remember that I say, help me, please. I don't want to die. I want to stay alive.
Now having survived, Sahar and her family were able to laugh out loud as they listened to a recording of the recovery efforts on August 7th. But Yasser watched his smiling cousins in silence. His mother, older sister, and two-year-old nephew all died under the rubble that day. Now the oldest of four surviving siblings, Yasser says he's trying to help his family cope with the grief.
We told them that they were killed because of the Israeli attacks, but we're telling them that's God's will and that's how life goes. So just take it easy. Don't take it hard on yourselves.
The mourning period for Yasser's family has been marred by further violence. The day after the initial airstrike, as Yasser was walking in a funeral procession for his loved ones, Israeli warplanes bombed Gazeera again, killing several people in a nearby house. Panicked mourners dropped coffins in the street and ran for cover. Today, Yasser has little faith in the shaky ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah.
This war is not finished because Israel lost in this war, and she will not go out of this war losing. So she will keep on fighting until she wins.
Before her ordeal, 18-year-old Sahar had planned to enroll at a local university to study business. But now she's afraid to move back to her home village on the border. Sahar thinks Israel will attack again, and she's asking for help to move her family out of the country.
To forget what happens with me, and to live outside peacefully. Here there's nothing. There's a difficult life in Lebanon.
Yasser was also contemplating immigration. This 28-year-old glass factory worker wanted to find a job overseas that would better support his homeless family. He left the hospital after this visit to the sound of the call to prayer echoing through the parking lot. We ask God to give us strength, he said. Yesterday, his prayers were answered by Hezbollah. The movement gave Yasser $12,000 in cash to rent a new apartment for the next year, and it has promised to build Yasser's family a new home. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.